on his iPod. As the iPod phenomenon grew, it spawned a question that was asked of presidential candidates, B-list celebrities, first dates, the Queen of England, and just about anyone else with white earbuds. What's on your iPod? The parlor game took off when Elizabeth Buemiller wrote a piece in the New York Times in early 2005 dissecting the answer that President George W. Bush gave when she asked him that question. Bush's iPod is heavy on traditional country singers, she reported. He has selections by Van Morrison, whose Brown-Eyed Girl is a Bush favorite, and by John Fogerty, most predictably center field. She got a Rolling Stone editor, Joe Levy, to analyze the selection, and he commented, "One thing that's interesting is that the president likes artists who don't like him." Simply handing over your iPod to a friend, your blind date, or the total stranger sitting next to you on the plane opens you up like a book, Stephen Levy wrote in The Perfect Thing. All somebody needs to do is scroll through your library on that click wheel, and musically speaking, you're naked. It's not just what you like, it's who you are. So one day, when we were sitting in his living room listening to music, I asked Jobs to let me see his. As we sat there, he flicked through his favorite songs,